Good evening. Tonight is Tuesday, May 13th. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. Let's see. Today, after work, I went over to the local Tuesday night education meeting. At tonight's meeting, we actually had a chance to sort of get to know the candidates for the upcoming board elections. You know, as I've mentioned before, one of the things that I really like about the local organization is that it's very large and well-organized. And part of that is maintaining a board of directors that makes both makes sort of the big picture decisions, as well as sort of coordinating and maintaining all the normal day-to-day operations, coordinating the local annual event, that sort of thing. So it's fairly interesting and heavy job. And you know, it was really interesting to listen to the people who are planning on running and finding out kind of their sort of their viewpoints and, where they think things are going, what they think is going well, what could be improved upon, that sort of thing, where our sort of organizational priorities are. So I definitely enjoyed hearing them talk about that. Then after that was over, I headed home and started monkeying around with the computer a bit more and was finally able to get everything straightened out. Basically what had happened was when I reinstalled Linux, there was an issue with the Linux bootloader. It wasn't recognizing the drive order correctly, and I had to try to manually correct that, and not having a lot of experience working with that, I managed to accidentally mess up the bootloader for Windows in a way that somehow I managed to actually corrupt the entire boot sector for that drive, so I couldn't access any of the data. And that wouldn't have been the end of the world, because before I even started working on the new installation, I made sure to back up all of the all of the pertinent data for my Windows installation onto my data only drive, so all the really important stuff was safe. But if you don't have a good reason to do a fresh install of Windows, you never want to if you can avoid it. Basically, in my opinion, it's kind of a pain in the ass and not to be recommended. So anyway, I was able to download a disk utility that helped me go back in and basically replace the boot sector of the hard drive that got messed up with the backup boot sector, which straightened that out. And then I was able to get Grub, which is the Linux bootloader, functioning and set up properly. So it was kind of a pain, but now it's all said and done. It wasn't too bad, and everything seems to be working properly. Everything's up and running. So I'm pretty happy with the end results. That's about it for the evening. But to cut out of here soon. I'm gonna hit the hay. Have a fairly busy day planned tomorrow. As always, I would love to hear from you. Any comments, feedback, etc., can be emailed to me at evan@kinkycrafter.com. I hope to hear from you, and I hope you all have a good night. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.